times. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. What a way to start off a show. Petroleum jelly is now tied to vaginal infection risk. Sorry, guys. So many women out there, when you use KY, will end up going, why? Why me? Apparently, they say women who use petroleum jelly vaginally as opposed to on a peanut butter and jelly sandwich may be putting themselves at risk of a common infection called bacterial vaginosis. Prior studies have linked douching to ill effects like bacterial vaginosis and increased risk of sexually transmitted diseases and pelvic inflammatory diseases, but nobody really has looked into the KY or the petroleum jelly. I never understood that, but petroleum, right? You know, can you use that in your car? Anyway, they say little research has been conducted. Oh, of course, we women have been discriminated against for years. Nobody gives a damn about us and the KY and the petroleum jelly and what it does to the vaginas. Of course not. That's the society we live in. We are second-class citizens. We always have been. I'm just kidding. Yeah, well, I guess somebody decided to step up and, for the woman, right, investigate KY jelly. And I guess the hero in this movement, they'll be right about her like they did with the women of the suffrage movement, Joelle Brown, researcher at the University of California, San Francisco. She and her colleagues, right, very bravely and courageously took this study on. And they found that of 141 Los Angeles women they studied, half said they used some over-the-counter product vaginally in the past month, including lubricants, petroleum jelly, and baby oil. 45% reported douching. Oh, I need to talk to you guys about douching. Yeah, I'm not a big fan, but we'll talk about that. When the researchers tested the women, how many men have been turning this off? Listen, men, remember what I told you guys about, okay? The man that gets the babes are the men that really understand the woman's plight. Okay? Remember, it's the weekend. So if you want to impress your date and let her think that you really care and that you're Mr. Fentative, then I urge you to discuss the study that Dr. Dahlia was reporting on her show. Yes, my show is very highly demographically men, and I do like it that way, but every now and then we do have a female story. That doesn't mean men need to start shutting off the radio. It means they need to listen and be able to use that to their advantage on a date. All right? Okay, I know. Okay, hey, look, you know, for every pain, no pain, no gain. Okay, and if you're going to deal with pain, hopefully there is some gain. Okay, the lady's going to be like, oh my gosh, you're the best boyfriend in the whole wide world. Yes, I'll marry you. All right, so what happened is the researchers tested the women for infections. These are women who use the jelly, use the lubricants, etc. And they found that those who used petroleum jelly in the last month were more than twice as likely as non-users to have bacterial vaginosis. Oh, no. Now, bacterial vaginosis, it's not an STD. It's usually an overgrowth of bacteria in the vagina. However, you can spread it back and forth. So if you have sex while having a bacterial vaginosis infection, maybe from Gardnerella, Lactobacillus, and the bacteria go on the man or the partner, and that man or partner give it back to the lady, then that could be considered sexually transmitted. Same thing with yeast infections. Yeast can go back and forth between partners. But we don't consider it an STD like gonorrhea, chlamydia, trichomonas, herpes, etc. Right? Got it? Okay. So, bacterial vaginosis, what does it do? You're right. Discharge, pain, itching, burning. Aren't you glad this isn't a television show? Okay? And bacterial vaginosis can also make you more vulnerable to getting HIV. pelvic inflammatory disease, which could cause scarring and infertility, etc. Now, for those of you salivating at the mouth at these findings, there is a published issue in the April issue of Obstetrics and Gynecology. If you could wait that long to the April issue does come out. Okay, now, so what do you do? Where do you take this? Okay, well, here's the thing. Okay, I'm a huge fan of recommending these lubricants or petroleum jellies, etc., because many women don't want to have sex because it hurts. And as you age, you don't lubricate as well. And I'm really sorry if there's any kids listening to the show. You know what? If they're going to learn, they might as well learn it from me. And so when you start to have the middle age changes that occur, okay, you know how the seasons change, right? Things change down there too. Sometimes not for the temporary. These petroleum jellies or these KYs actually can help a woman maintain her sex life. And more importantly, you know, keep the man happy. Okay? Okay, I understand. That's sexist. Okay. Okay. All right. We want our men happy, and we don't want to say no just because we have something biological changing if we're still in the mood to have sex. These KYs provide that opportunity. Make sense? Good. Okay. Good. Now, they say women continue to douche. And the douching sometimes messes women's environment up because then other bacteria that are staving off other infections get washed out. Many of these contain antiseptics and fragrances. They say 40% of U.S. women between 18 and 44 douche regularly. Now, do I have a problem with douche? You know why I have a problem with douche? Okay, so you go to Walmart and there's all these boxes of douche. Summer's Eve, the generic kind. Does Kroger have one? I don't know. That'd be Sam's Club. Anyway, Equate. Anyway, so there's all these brands. And one is supposed to be a rose petal flavor. One is supposed to be vinegar. One is supposed to be unscented. Well, the last thing a woman wants to do is experiment and then now smell of something she doesn't want to smell. At least with colognes, you have testers. They don't have testers for douches. So you have absolutely no idea what you're going to smell of until you use it. They need a scratch and sniff on these boxes. I've said that before and I'll say it again. Is the music coming on? Am I at the end of the break? I don't know if they're cutting me off early. Okay, so anyway, if they don't have a scratch and sniff, then we can't tell what the heck the douche is going to smell like. So you're buying a box. So what I end up doing is I buy a whole bunch of different flavors and then I waste all that money smelling each one before use. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 6th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1577.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1617.11, $808.55 for a half ounce, or $404.28 for a quarter ounce. That's $1617.11, $808.55, and $404.28.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Thank you so much. Big thanks to Freeze Dry Guy for sponsoring this segment of the show. And big thanks to Talk Superstation, XM Satellite, Premier Networks, and everybody involved with getting the show all over the world for people to listen to. I know, isn't that cool? Remember, we got an iPhone app, Dr. Dahlia app on iPhone and Android phones. It's for free. Download it. Check it out. Tell us what you think. Very important to be able to listen and get the news. Now, apparently there is a company based out of Utah that is selling protein-packed energy snacks. Okay, that's nice. They're called Chepel Bars. Sounds yummy. But I guess they're made from proteins from crickets. Okay? If you thought your energy bar was crunchy because of the nuts, it's probably because of the crickets. Okay? Apparently, the sales are rising. They say our main mission, creator Pat Crowley, is to make it culturally acceptable to consume bugs. We thought the cricket was a fairly easy transition as opposed to a worm or a beetle. He is 33 years old. He has teamed up with three business partners to create this company last September. I know some of you are like, this is ridiculous. You know, well, good for him, okay? We've been eating bugs our whole lives, right? You stick your head out the window. You know, remember when bicycle would get on a new bike, would finally get the training wheels taken off? You'd be so excited that your tongue is sticking out of your mouth. Your eyes are all googly. Your mouth is wide open. What? We'd be eating bugs as we go down the hill, okay? We'd be eating bugs. And, it's about time that somebody tries to make them actually edible. I mean, remember, we do have a food shortage issue in this world, and it is all protein. Remember I talked to you guys about what bugs you could eat, okay, you know, to survive in the wilderness? We should probably do that again one day. We'll discuss what to do, kind of wilderness medicine, what you could eat out there, what bugs are okay and safe. It's all protein. All right, so now these guys want to make a buck selling Cricket bars. Why not? They say they're delicious. They say they're all natural. I think there is a chocolate flavor. Let's read more. Okay? No soy, no dairy. So for those of you who are lactose intolerant, you shouldn't really have any gas. The product's official website says just our innovative flour is made entirely from crickets, inspired by native techniques used for centuries in the American Southwest and Mexico. They come in peanut butter flavor, chocolate, coconut, ginger, and lime. I would actually like it to come cricket flavor. I've never really eaten a cricket. I'd like to know what that tastes. They say all the flavors are supposedly a big hit. Apparently one commentator said they ordered... Is this a commercial for them? One ordered a box of each to take to a meeting of colleagues from around the state. Everybody tried one and loved them. And then I guess they found out that they was made from crickets and she got fired. Hell, I don't know. Another commentator referred to himself as Michael Day, says they were a great snack. They could be reported for $3 each in stores. I think it'll still give you gas, but when the gas comes out, it'll probably come out as a chirp. All right, they say people are ready for change. I do foresee us starting to go into eating bugs. I mean, as medicine becomes socialized, right? I can just see us start to now find cheaper ways to eat. Cheaper ways to eat food. I mean, they're already kind of blowing up our grapes. Well, you know, the grape now, a grape is the size of a plum. Have you guys seen some of the grapes in the grocery stores and these strawberries? These strawberries are huge. I told you guys, remember back in 1900, I think it was Ladies Home Journal, came out with predictions. I'll read those to you guys again because they're awesome. The predictions by the year 2000. And one of the predictions is we will have strawberries big enough to feed a whole family by the year 2000. Now, they were a little bit off, but they were right about us growing fruit that big. You know, grapes used to be smaller than blueberries, although blueberries are now getting bigger. Grapes, you know, original grapes were very, very tiny. You know how you guys throw out those little mini grapes now? If you got, you know, a big vine of grapes or a big bunch of grapes, and then there's a little tiny baby grape, the little tiny gill, little baby grape up there in the corner, right? And then you guys throw it out because you're like, well, it's sour. Well, that's how grapes used to be. All of a sudden now they're big and juicy and they're sweet. But grapes used to not be like you think, you know, in the Grecian days where you would lie there and throw. I mean, grapes were small. Things were smaller then. I'm going to find that. Maybe after the break I'll read it to you. It was really, really cool. The predictions back in 1900 of what they thought would happen. You know, whether it be about exercise, movement, with submarine type structures. Really, really cool stuff. Exciting. We're going to talk about that. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, we got to move our clocks Sunday at 2 a.m. forward an hour. So everybody set your alarms for 1:59 a.m. so you could get up and switch your clocks forward an hour. But, of course, you have scientists, you have physicians who say, all right, well, this is when we start to see a lot of heart attacks because people cannot handle the hour change. My answer to that is y'all are a bunch of wussies. If you can't handle an hour change, you have no business walking around on this earth. Hours changes all the time. Hours change here, hours change there. Now, mind you, I still think this whole daylight savings time, especially where I live, is unnecessary. Let us be like Arizona, where it's the same time all year long. It really confuses us, and I don't like my sleep messed up. But we do have some people where it really causes extra stress, and they actually can have a heart attack as a result. So there are some tips that have been recommended. All right. This is Dr. Praveen Radarahu from Center for Sleep Medicine at Northwest Chester Hospital. He recommends this is what you should do if you can't handle the time change. Okay. They say for the 2 to 3 weeks after the time change, get up to 5 to 10 minutes earlier every 2 to 3 days. To me, I don't know how that'll help because I'm still complaining that I have to get, you see me, I'm really reliant on what the sky looks like when I wake up. So if it's still dark when I wake up, I don't want to get up. Okay. But I do like the idea of it getting dark around 8, 9 o'clock. Okay. Because then I feel like I have more to my day and it energizes. So I'm happy with that. They say exercise 30 to 40 minutes while the light is bright before 5 p.m. Eat at least 3 to 5 hours before you go to bed. Don't know if I agree with that one. I'm a little worried about my reflux listeners out there. Don't drink caffeinated beverages after noon. Limit alcohol to one drink with dinner and do not have alcohol after dinner. Yeah, for those of you who drink after dinner, you guys totally mess up your sleep. We've talked about that. Do not do any computer work during the hour before bedtime. Instead, he recommends to relax by reading, listening to quiet music, or watching television. Now, Gold Rush is done. Bering Sea Gold, I think, is still on. Saturday Night Television, not too sure. Don't forget, though, to watch Pawn Stars on Monday, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 or 7 p.m. Pacific time. This particular Pawn Stars has somebody very sassy and stimulating on it. Okay, not allowed to say what or who, but I'm under the impression that the Pawn Stars that you guys will see 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern should be a good one. Keep in mind, it was 15 pounds ago. Also, he recommends, well, he doesn't recommend, but I think it was a typo, recommend listening to Good Talk Radio. Good Talk Radio at night, rather than being on your computer, can always help. The Dr. Dahlia Show, very good thing to listen to avoid the daylight savings time hour change issues, and then stay out of your bedroom until bedtime. If possible, do not work in your bedroom. They say the bedroom should be only used for sleep and sex, okay? As opposed to the kitchen, backseat of the car, garage, water heater step, right? Okay. Now, you know, everybody, you know, complains. You guys have no idea how bad the whole daylight savings time is until you're actually doing your 36-hour shifts. When I was doing my 36-hour shifts, all of you were happy one fall because you got to gain an hour of sleep. Well, the hospital doesn't give a damn if you're on a 36-hour shift and there's daylight savings time. Now your shift turned into 37 hours. So here I am on call, daylight savings time, getting gypped and having to work an extra hour. 37, your 36-hour shift always ended up an extra hour or two later. So we're talking about a 38, 39-hour shift. That was miserable. My patients were miserable. My colleagues were miserable because those that got the extra hour of sleep, I smacked them upside the head. So I don't want to hear you guys complain about losing an hour because when I had to gain that, when we gained that hour, it was miserable. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Speaking of miserable, you guys heard that the TSA got duped by an undercover inspector carrying a fake bomb in his pants. He had an IED, an improvised fake explosive device. We don't know what it was made of because obviously if we announce it, terrorists are going to figure it out. And he was able to get through a Newark Airport Security Terminal B, where American Airlines, JetBlue, Delta flights leave out of and come in. He was able to get through 2 security checkpoints as well as a pat down. Now, one of the female agents, apparently there was a red team of 4 people, one was pulled aside because she had a doll with some wires sticking out of it. Yeah, that's pretty obvious. They needed to do some obvious stuff, you know, see if people were looking. Not sure what happened to her. But this guy got through, and woo, someone's getting fired. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored. And the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-sized bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
Dun, 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 dun. Da-da-dun.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Boy, the instrumentals on that was lovely. Whew. Boy, I love that percussion at the end there. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Boy, am I, I'm a little nervous. You always get nervous when you're going to be on television. And, you know, you just kind of hope that people don't watch it with a widescreen. I'm not saying I'm going to be on television, but there is supposed to be a Pawn Stars episode coming up on Monday. I heard there is going to be somebody very sassy on there, and I am just, oh my gosh, I'm hoping people don't watch it on a widescreen. Please keep in mind, I do realize I need breast reduction surgery. I just don't have that in the funds. If you all want to, help me, please contact my boss at Genesis Communications Network, ask them to give me a raise so I could afford breast reduction surgery. Thank you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, this is what blows my mind about women. You'll have women that are a B cup, and they complain. Really, sisters? Really complaining? I think a B cup or a C cup is perfect. My best days, my best tips when I waited tables was when I was a C cup. Once things changed, it's I don't understand. And you know, guys, it's your fault. Guys, this is what you do. You make women think that they have to have big boobs. Guys are always talking about big boobs. So you have these young girls, these teenagers, thinking they have to get boob jobs and breast augmentation surgery for their sweet 16 birthday, which, by the way, is happening. That's apparently the biggest, you know, in upper class, middle class families, I guess, a sweet 16 gift now from the parents is a breast augmentation surgery. I mean, my boys aren't getting a car when they're 16. I had to buy my own car when I moved out of the house, and I think it was 20 years old when I was able to scrape together. I think my car was $1,800. I didn't even finance it. I told them, no, I just want to pay payments of the $1,800. You're not getting finance charges, nothing. It was a little blue Chevy Chevette, had no air conditioning. I got it for $1,800. I forget how many miles it had, but, I mean, it got me through. It was a great car until I bought my truck. I bought then a little Isuzu, a little love truck. To go up to medical school. No, my parents didn't buy me anything, let alone they sure as heck didn't get me cosmetic surgery. But I would just like to say bigger boobs are not fun. I think they definitely cause mammography techs a lot of extra burden. And let's start to kind of change the whole movement of we need big boobs. I think smaller boobs are better. And ladies, if you're thinking about getting surgery, now I can understand the whole lift issue. I'm not against cosmetic surgery. I've never been against cosmetic surgery. Lord knows I'm going to have a hell of a lot more than I've already had. I think enhancing or enticing, not enticing, enhancing certain aspects and improving some things that have ruined with the weather and with wear and tear. You know how the Appalachians have, you know, become very, you know, as opposed to the Rocky Mountains, the Appalachians have kind of worn down a little bit. I understand that we Appalachianize as we age. I get that. Appalachianize a lot. And so I have no problem with you improving if it does help your self-esteem. A lot of us, we breastfeed. And then we end up tripping on our breasts. It's very dangerous because many of us are at the age at risk for pelvic fractures. So as far as I'm concerned, a lift is extremely appropriate. I mean, because, you know, people see you. People see you. Now, somebody could say, well, Dahlia, on TV, you look like you need to do something. Well, then I'll have to scrape some money together and figure this puppy out, you know, or stick a couple 18-gauge needles into both sides and see if I could deflate a little bit. But, and it's tough. I mean, when you're in TV, you know, you always, everybody's watching everything. They're looking to see if you have a goiter. They're looking at moles. They're looking at your neckline. They're looking at your eyes. They're looking at your chin. And they look at your boobs. Why do you think I love being in radio? Nobody could see anything. I don't have to shave my legs. I don't have to pluck my upper lip. I could have a unibrow. It's nice. But then all of a sudden, I'm in front of the TV. So there's no way I'm going to say, don't do cosmetic surgery. But I think we have a problem where young girls will come in to see me, and they'll say, my surgeon wants to operate. I go, oh my gosh, what's wrong with you? You have a tumor? What's going on? No, I'm going to be getting a breast augmentation. They're little girls. They're kids. I go, you want your boobs to get bigger? Have a couple kids. Gain some weight. The boobs will get bigger, and then you're going to want them smaller. You know, it's interesting. The grass always looks greener on the other side of the fence. Yes, I made that up. Okay. No, sorry to be too cliche, but it's true. You'll have men that'll actually come in and say, I'm too big. And I go, in terms of your weight, your height, what? No, my penis is too big. And I go, why do you think it's too big? Because I hurt my wife. You know, some of you men think you need to be big. You need to be 8 inches. No, you don't. You don't. Sometimes large penises hurt. And for those of you that are more endowed, you may admit, you know, Dr. Dolly is right. It's caused me more harm than good. So just, you know, I know we watch a lot of television. I know we watch a lot of movies and you hear the stereotypes. But you know, keep in mind, there's a lot of practicality issues. And as a representative of the big boobed women in America, let me, you know, if I could represent all of us out there, ladies, be happy with what you got. All of you be happy with what you got. God made you a certain way. All right. Oh, can I sing the Lady Gaga song? I was born this way. Okay, God made you how you are. But before you start to change things, like I said, I don't mind you fixing something. Okay, that you know, but just you know, think it through and ask other people. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Speaking of singing, one of my callers called in, I guess singing for me the Mary Tyler Moore theme song, because I had forgotten the Mary Tyler Moore theme song. To me, it was always very close to MASH, right? It was kind of close to MASH, okay? And anyway, she sang it. By the way, you have a beautiful voice. So if you're out there, sorry I'm not playing it on air. I'm the only one that gets to sing on my show. But dang, you got a great voice, and thank you for singing the Mary Tyler Moore theme song. That's phenomenal. Now it's going to be in my mind all day long, but I just have to tell you, you got a good voice out there. Okay, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, some of you have asked about this functionally cured baby who was born with HIV. This was a story that broke a few days ago where a Mississippi-born baby with HIV had been treated right away at birth. Mom had received no prenatal care, no HIV treatment. Baby gets born, has HIV. Dr. Hannah Gay, a pediatric HIV specialist at the University of Mississippi, treated the child. Now, she treated the child with three antivirals, pretty aggressive drugs, AZT, 3TC, and nevirapine. Now, these antiviral treatments work on HIV by preventing the HIV by converting its RNA to DNA, by allowing it to infect another cell, manipulate its DNA. And what ended up happening is the baby was in treatment until 12, 15 months of age. Baby was lost to follow-up because the doctors lost contact with the mother. Baby stopped receiving the medication. A year later, maybe 8 months later, baby comes back. They decide to do the viral loads to see, okay, where are they at now with the baby? And the viral loads were undetectable. Off of treatment for almost a year, they can't find any HIV in this baby. Now, of course, the doctor at first was shocked. She's like, oh, my gosh, did I treat the baby inappropriately? Did the baby never have HIV? No, baby had HIV. Baby had HIV. They treated the baby for about a year, and from what they believe, it was enough. Now, some of you are like, okay, wait a second. What about remission? What about these reservoirs they keep talking about? Reservoirs of HIV, just like with chickenpox, just like with hepatitis, they find a place to camp out. A lot of times in the central nervous system or some other area. And these things could hide, lay low, and then decide to come out at a later time. Many viruses do find reservoir areas to do that. But they don't think that this is what's going to happen with this Mississippi baby. If that's the case, then they have technically cured HIV. Now, again, we don't want to get too excited about this. We're going to be watching the baby. All right, a lot more studies need to be done. But bravo. That is phenomenal. Congratulations, Dr. Gay. All right, guys, don't go away. Weather affecting your cholesterol. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't move.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so apparently what's going to be presented in this weekend in San Francisco at the American College of Cardiology Conference is how they think lipid levels or your cholesterol levels could change because of the weather. And maybe your cholesterol is higher in the winter, not because of Christmas and Thanksgiving meals, but because of the weather. Now, you know, we always talk about how you gain an extra layer of fat in the winter to warm up. Alright, I don't really know much about that, where you gain a layer of fat and then lose it. I don't think I've ever seen a whole extracellular layer, but I do know that we do gear up for winter. Okay, our hair growth slows. We seem to lose less hair. I know our metabolism slows. You know, there are some evolutionary changes. And we find that fats, triglycerides, go up, again, because of storing food. But what was interesting is HDL, good cholesterol, was found to increase by 9% during the summertime. Now, is that because of sunlight? Is it because of more daytime hours? Is it because you're exercising more and you're not home inside cold? So, you know, this is kind of an interesting study. Apparently, this was a doctor out of Brazil, looked at cholesterol levels in 227,000 people provided by primary care centers in Campinas, and he found that LDL increased during the wintertime by 7 points, HDL by 9 points, triglycerides by 5. All right, so our job then next is to figure out, does this have to do with vitamin D? Does this have to do with exercise? As far as I'm concerned, yeah, I think winter numbers are always different. I always have patients with higher cholesterol in the winter. No doubt there. Okay, and we blame it on exercise. We blame it on holiday eating. But if there is something going on weather-wise, to me it makes absolute sense. Now, there has been a lot of criticism over these TV ads. They say television ads for the cholesterol medications, the statins, drive over treatment. Okay? Apparently these ads for, I don't know if there's been any Lipitor ads because I think that's gone generic, but Crestor, for example, they think that patients' visits with doctors to ask about statins advertised on TV often lead to prescriptions for the drugs. So people come in. I mean, what about the purple pill Nexium? What about Viagra? Okay, absolutely. Duh. I mean, people see a drug, they come in and ask. Okay? I mean, it happens. They say the ads for statins tell viewers about the health risks of high cholesterol and encourage them to seek medical advice, tests, and appropriate treatment. Why not? I've seen one of those ads for Crestor. I think it's the guy that's looking in the mirror. He looks in the mirror, and I like that ad a lot. And the reason why I like that ad is because, from what I understand, I'm thinking it's for Crestor. I apologize. I don't really watch a lot of commercials because I TiVo a lot. But from what I understand, what this commercial does is you think you're just walking around fine in bliss. And they say, look at yourself. Can you tell if you're at risk for heart disease? And, you know, having just had my cousin die a couple weeks ago of a sudden heart attack when she was 45, having a patient's husband, or not a patient, a friend's husband, drop dead while jogging from a heart attack. I love the idea that there's some awareness that you could be walking around ready to have a heart attack. You know, we have a family member who was in the hospital in heart failure, and I had thought she was having mini heart attacks the whole time, but everybody told me, no, 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 doctors say her heart is fine. And I guess she never had the type of test that really needed to be done to confirm that. So we're all thinking the heart is fine until now she's in heart failure because she's had part of her heart continually infarcting from clogged arteries. So, you know, people may say, oh, well, these pharmaceutical companies are trying to push your drugs. Well, I mean, they're a business, yes. But I can't tell you how many lives these statins have saved. And I am sick and tired of trying to convince healthy people that they may not be healthy. All right, come in, get a look, get a peek. That is why I'm so grateful to the Viagra companies, Cialis, Levitra. You companies out there that made erectile dysfunction drugs actually have saved thousands upon thousands, maybe millions of lives. Because you have prompted somebody to go to the doctor who has never wanted to go to the doctor. And when the doctor sees them and goes, wait a second, if you're having erectile dysfunction, you may be having issues with blood vessels to other parts of your body, including your heart, including your brain, etc. And I can't tell you how many people we have found with cardiovascular disease because they came in saying, Dahlia, I want my Viagra. So as far as I'm concerned, the pharmaceutical companies do have a place. And for those of you thinking that Obamacare is going to be the one to annihilate them, and that's a good thing, I'm asking you to rethink your thinking. And keep in mind, pharmaceutical companies do not pay me. I do not make any money from pharmaceutical companies. As you can see, they are not sponsors. I don't have any pharmaceutical companies sponsored. But I love those samples that they give my patients. So when a patient is kind of going, oh, I don't know if I want to take it because of the risks. I don't know if it's going to make my muscles ache. I could give them a small dose. They could try it. They could see what happens and then make a decision to purchase it if they want to. Pharmaceutical companies have helped us doctors out in many ways, and not the insidious, unethical ways that the liberal media keeps trying to push. Do pharmaceutical companies make a lot of money? Yes. Do I think some of the drugs are overpriced? Hell yeah, I do. But that doesn't mean they need to be annihilated. So, what do we do with this report? Oh, well, too many people are going, too many people are asking their doctor for medication because they saw it on TV. Listen, I love the idea of awareness and education. Just because a patient comes in and sees something on the TV doesn't mean he's going to get it. How many times do patients come in saying, look, I took my classmate's Adderall, it worked. I have ADD, give me the medicine. And I say, hell no. Or, look, I want 100 Lortab. I say no. I turn down a lot of people for Viagra. They want their Viagra. I don't give it to them. No, if I don't think your heart is healthy, you're not getting the Viagra. If you have low testosterone, and that's why you're having erectile dysfunction, why would I give you Viagra? Let's get your testosterone back up. So just because somebody sees a commercial doesn't mean they're going to come into my office and get the drug. So don't let this dissuade you. Now, can some of these marketing companies convince somebody to get one product over another? Yeah, many of you like the purple pill. But then when you notice the insurance doesn't pay for Nexium, for your antacid and GERD, and because I'll write Nexium. I'm a huge fan of Nexium. But for many insurance companies, it doesn't get covered. So I get a call back from the pharmacy, and the pharmacy says, sorry, they won't cover Nexium, but they'll cover Prilosec. So I got to change it to generic Prilosec. I don't care. As long as you get a medicine that I feel comfortable with, that I feel is safe, and I feel is efficacious, I'm going to give you the drug. Okay? It's not because there's a commercial. I don't watch commercials. Most doctors don't have time to watch commercials. You come in watching a commercial, I'm going to want the drug. Keep in mind, a lot of people also come in with these cutouts from magazines on these supplements. If I don't know much about the supplement, I can't recommend it. Okay? I mean, you know, we are going to give you an honest, ethical response, most of us. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, next week we're going to be talking about this new deadly virus that they're saying is quote-unquote sweeping the globe. They say the CDC is warning state and local health officials about a potentially deadly virus. Apparently, people develop lower respiratory illness within 10 days of returning from the Middle East, some of them, and they want these people screened. Okay? It has already killed 8 people, sickened 14. Most infections have occurred in the Middle East, but they have found a few infections in Britain, suggesting that the virus is passing from person to person rather than animals to humans. The virus is a coronavirus, same family as the common cold and also SARS, severe acute respiratory syndrome. This, remember, emerged back in Asia in 2003. The new virus is not supposed to be the same as SARS, but it was found in bats. Okay, no cases thus far in the United States. So we are watching this. Apparently, we have had some people that have traveled from Pakistan to Saudi Arabia, landed Great Britain, and have been showing that they're sick. This is, happening at the same time while we're trying to fight the carbapenem-resistant Enterobacter bacteria. And we're worried about this superbug. So good job, CDC. Stay on top of it. But you know Dr. Dahlia will inform you every step of the way. Guys, be safe. We got another hour coming up, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988, celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.